We are with you right up till 7 o'clock.
What?
We got USC and Washington State, little college football tonight. We've got to talk about the lopsided game last night where, you know, basically the Bears lost that game in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter. They were never in the game. And, I mean, I don't know what John Fox is doing. You got Mitchell Trubisky. You gave up, you know, half your team to get him. Put the guy in the game, would you please? Now, they've already made the announcement he's going to start next week, but he should have played last night in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, the Texans did it with Deshaun Watson.
And he looks good.
And he looks good. If I am them last night, you're right, Grant. In the first quarter, before it was 14-0, before I could even blink my eye, I'm thinking, oh, boy. Before halftime or at halftime, I probably would have, if I'm John Fox, I probably would have made that switch.
All right, so we can talk about that game. We've got the full slate of NFL games. We're going to talk Kings basketball with Coach Dave Yeager at 4:30. Willie Cauley-Stein at 5. We'll have the owner of the Sacramento Republic and the soon-to-be owner of the MLS franchise here in Sacramento, Kevin Nagel. And then Andrew Mason to preview the Raiders and the Broncos. And, again, the loser of this game on Sunday between Oakland and Denver is going to already be facing an uphill climb. Not a steep uphill climb, but make no mistake about it, they will be ascending a mountain as opposed to being close to the top of the mountain if they win. And that's just the reality of what this game means on Sunday. I think it's a more important game for Denver than it is for Oakland, only because they're the home team.
Yes, the home team, because in this division, Grant, any slip up, boy, oh boy, you can find yourself in trouble. I mean, and the Chargers haven't played any good football, but they're not a team to be trifled with. I was bullish on them. They haven't won any games, but you could mess around. So any home game, you got to make sure you can take care of. And if you're the Raiders and you could sneak one on the road, you got to do that as well.
Yeah, all right. You know, I was not aware of this until this morning when I was reading some things. Uh-huh. Did you hear that? There is a petition going around in Baltimore, mm-hmm. All right? And they have over 50,000 signatures.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I think I heard this.
To remove the statue of Ray Lewis in front of their stadium. Now, I despise Ray Lewis. I think Ray Lewis is a disgrace. I think it's an absolute outrage that he has had opportunity after opportunity to be a network announcer. He shouldn't be anywhere near television. The guy is a disgrace. And his here's the other deal. I don't live in Baltimore, but I would sign that petition after what I heard from Ray Lewis when he was on the sideline Sunday morning kneeling with the rest of the team. I don't have any problem with it kneeling. He's an American. If that's what he would like to do, mm-hmm. That's what he likes to do. But he didn't say that he was kneeling for any other reason. He said he was praying. Okay, I'm sorry. Ray Lewis is a disgrace. He's praying during the national anthem on his knees with his team? Come on now.
Yeah, you know, I watched him and Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless on whatever.
There are two other bozos, but yeah. Go ahead.
But when I watched them, Ray Lewis had said that this was something that he would absolutely not do. So Shannon Sharpe came
back. He would absolutely not do what?
Kneel.
Okay.
With a team, with anyone. So he comes, Shannon Sharpe comes on and absolutely jams him up. I mean, in a big way. So then he went on the show that he does on HBO, Inside the NFL, and they kind of go back and forth a little bit. And I think that that's kind of where that petition and whole thing got started.
Because, first of all, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why is Ray Lewis on the field intertwined with the teammates of the Ravens?
I have no idea.
He's a network announcer. What the hell is he doing? If I don't have a problem with him being at the game. I don't even have a problem with him being on the sideline if he's not within the 35-yard line. Ray Lewis, because the 35 to the 35 is the protected area for team personnel.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay.
Even members of the media that have field passes and stuff can't be in that area.
Okay.
Okay. So why? What is Ray Lewis doing with the Baltimore Ravens players? He shouldn't even be on the field there.
He's friends with the owner. He's in good with the owner. I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, Grant. I was thinking, why are you there? Now, if he did TV for the Baltimore Ravens, that would make a lot more sense. But being network television, I'm not really sure. But boy, oh boy, they went back and forth, and it made him look. Now, he since came out and said he was praying, but it did make him look like a bit of
Come
a hypocrite.
On. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Hey, that's what he said. I'm just saying what he said.
This is the same guy that copped in an obstruction of justice plea and killing two men, okay? Before then he made a financial settlement with the families, all right? I mean, come on now, all right? I mean, and I'll read. You know, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to say this because this is the picture I have of Ray Lewis, and maybe I'm stereotyping him. And it has nothing to do with the color of his skin, because you know me well enough that I don't judge people by the color of their skin. Okay, so in addition to that, okay, in addition to copping an obstruction plea, which is fine. I mean, would I want to go to jail? No, I wouldn't. Would I do anything that I could to avoid going to jail?
Right.
Yes, I would. So I'm not calling him out for that. But then I wouldn't make a financial settlement with the families of the two victims. All right, why would I do that for? All right, but that's all right. He did that, okay? Now, Ray Lewis, okay? I probably shouldn't even say this. You know, he's never been married, and he's got six children from four different women.
No, that has nothing to do with
but
anything,
what I'm
Grant.
Saying is, though, I'm trying to paint a picture of this guy, okay? I'm trying to paint a picture of him.
What's the picture?
The picture is when he tells me that he's praying on the sideline.
Ah, I see where you're
his
going.
His background with everything that has happened, I'm sorry. I don't believe him. I think he's lying. That's the point I'm making.
You can go there. That was Shannon Sharpe's, and I guess they are best
Shannon
friends.
Shannon Sharpe called him a liar? Good for him.
Pretty much. He pretty much called him a liar and said that he was being highly hypocritical. And
you think?
He said he would never kneel, and he's, you know, because they were talking about Colin Kaepernick, and before you know it, they kind of got into words and have since, I guess, squashed it.
Hey. And you know, listen, I'm reading four or five articles today on Ray Lewis, okay? And there's not one story, not one, that I've read. So I'm not talking about the same author of these stories, all right? Here's one on ESPN.com, all right? I mean, I can go on and on, all right? I take that back. This one right here is from the New York Post. The statue Baltimore erected of Lewis, who was charged with two counts of murder after a 2000 double homicide in Atlanta, has been given extra security following the Ravens legend falling to both knees during the national anthem Sunday in London. Then they go on and on and on and on, all right? And they said that they have over 50,000 people who have signed the change.org petition insisting that the Ravens remove the statue.
It was 20,000 on, I
it's
think,
now over
Tuesday.
50,000, right?
And is it said, Biscotti? Is that the guy's name, Biscotti?
Yes.
The owner?
Yes.
They are more than owner-player relationship.
That's correct.
They are friendly with each other in a way that, obviously, I mean, his playing career deserves a statue. The things that went on outside of it, I think, speak.
You know you know what? Good. Knock the damn thing over. I'm tired of Ray Lewis. I'm tired. You know what? And again, if you want to kneel, go ahead and kneel. I have no problem with that. That is your right as an American. If you want to kneel during the national anthem, that is your right. Go right ahead and do it, okay? But first of all, you shouldn't be on the field with the Baltimore Ravens players. That's number one. And number two, if you're going to do that, then don't come back and tell us you were praying, because that is a bunch of crap.
That's pretty much what was said. Now, from the standpoint of network television and different things like that, even when I'm doing the Kings games, I try to be objective and not say we and different things like that. So for him to be doing that, it doesn't. That
no, because
doesn't.
He, listen, if he were on the Baltimore Ravens TV pre and post or whatever.
That's different.
I would actually say, nah, you know, whatever. I have no problem with that. He doesn't. He's on a national platform. He's on Fox Sports. Okay. He represents all 32 teams. He doesn't represent the Baltimore Ravens. So if you're going to do that, don't be on the field, you know, arm in arm with the players on the Baltimore Ravens. You're not you don't play for Baltimore anymore, and that's not where you should be. If you want to be in the corner on the 10-yard line with your field pass, got no problem with that. If you want to be on the 15-yard line on the other side of the field with your field pass, I've got no problem with that. And if you want to kneel for the national anthem, I've got no problem with that either. But don't kneel and then lie to us.
What in your estimation, what are the chances that this statue comes down? With you, when you see a number like 50,000,
I would say it's not going to come down because, as you just talked about, the relationship that he has with the ownership of the team. Mm-hmm. All right. So I would say, but here's what is sad. Do you know that they've had to hire security to be around the statue 24 hours a day now to protect it? Now, think about that.
Yeah. And that's not going to go away.
First of all, he shouldn't have never had a statue in the first place. I'm sorry. You cannot plea. All right. You cannot cop to a plea. Am I saying that right? to an obstruction of justice, then pay the victims' families, and still you have not been able to locate the white suit that you were wearing that night, which everyone says was covered in blood. All right, I'm sorry. You're basically guilty without being guilty, all right? Because I got to tell you, you know what? I don't take suits of mine and throw them in the garbage, you know, when I go out at night, all right? All right? And they never can be found. All right, so you tell me how it is that he's wearing a white suit, which, again, allegedly is covered in blood, and then that suit is never to be found again. Gee, why? What's he covering up? And then he pays off the victims' families, in addition to everything else, and now he's kneeling for the national anthem, which, again, I'm okay with that. I don't need, but don't lie about it. Don't you be telling people that you were praying.
Well, when he was on television, they said you can see his mouth moving.
They what now?
They said you can see his mouth moving.
What does that mean?
Well, he said he was praying.
Oh, okay.
So his mouth was moving. That's
well, I
see
a lot of athletes who are standing for the anthem, and their mouth's moving too. They're doing all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
They might be talking. They might be reciting a poem. They might be praying. They might be, you know.
All types of things.
You know,
I mean,
you and I have seen a lot. I mean, you know, you've been in lines. I've seen it.
Too much, actually.
Right. You know what I mean? And there are some things I wouldn't even want to hear that's going on during the national anthem. Well, I'm being honest with you.
I'm not laughing. I am laughing.
Yeah.
But you're actually being honest. That's the problem.
You know, and again, I've stayed away from this all week, okay? But I've been watching a lot of different news organizations this week. I've watched CNN. I watch Fox. And I really mean this. I'm not just saying this. Last night, I watched CNN for an hour, and then I'm like, you know what? I want to see what they're talking about on Fox. And right. I watched that for an hour, okay? Because I think that if you don't flip the channel, then I don't think you're getting the whole story. I like to get all sides of the story.
Right.
It's called education. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm not into, you know, it's not what I do. But you know what's been a lot of talk the last couple of days? Is everything that's going on, is it hurting the NFL? Is it hurting their bottom line and their product? And you know, there's a lot of different opinions on that. And it all comes down to one thing, dollars and cents, which is really a shame because this protest that's going on has nothing to do with dollars and cents. But the prevailing thought from the left, the right, from white, from black, from whatever, okay, is that until the NFL's bottom line is hurt, meaning dollars, income, they will not enforce and not do anything as it relates to players' protest on the field. However, if their bottom line starts being affected, which is dollars and cents, that's when they will make it mandatory and they will fix the situation to appease their public and their sponsors.
Well, I think that is simple and plain from the standpoint that nothing was really said until their bottom line was affected or the possibility of it being affected by when the president said what he said, it was attacking the players that were on the field through the teams. And when that was done and he said, fire them and do all of that, these billionaires are looking and saying, don't tell me how to do my thing. And not until that happened did you see them down on the field. Did you see them arm in arm? Did you see all those things happening? When there was a possibility of dollars and cents and their bottom line being affected, yes, I agree, Grant. They will get involved then.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. So we can ask that question. And again, I go back to Ray Lewis. I'm tired of Ray Lewis. I will not watch Ray Lewis. I did not watch him on ESPN. I will not watch him on Fox Sports 1 or whatever the hell he's on. If I see Ray Lewis, I'm turning the channel. I will not watch him. I have zero respect for that guy. And don't you dare tell me that, you know, you're going to kneel with the players, which you shouldn't even be on the field with the players, and then tell me you're praying. I don't want to hear about that. Go away, Ray. Get the hell. Go away. Go enjoy your life. Leave me alone. I don't want to see you on TV. I don't want to see you on TV. What a disgrace this guy is.
Not a good look. And his best friend called him out. So from that standpoint, I just went, whoa. Yeah.
Take a stand for something, would you please?
Well, he does that. I will give him that. Off the field, he gets involved in a lot of different things. If you look at him at all, he tries to help. But that says nothing about the things that you stated that were facts about all the different stuff that has gone on. Does he deserve a statue? Yeah, his play? Most definitely. The guy was an absolute stud.
All right, if you want to call the show, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140, let's get to Casey. Hello, Casey.
Oh, hey, Doug.
Hey.
I just wanted to touch basis on this Ray Lewis situation. I couldn't agree more with you, Grant. I haven't been able to stomach Ray Lewis for quite some time now. He just, for one thing, he's jamming the whole Christian thing down my throat. Everything is a scripture. Everything is from the Bible, and it gets tired. And then not to mention the fact that, yeah, he was a great football player. Deserving of a statue, I don't know. That's debatable. There's plenty other linebackers that did a better job than he did, so I don't know about that. I'm just tired of him. I'm tired of the whole shtick, and I couldn't agree more with you, Grant. He needs to just go away somewhere.
I think the guy's a bad guy. I'm sorry. Everything I just outlined paints to me a bad guy. That's it. And I don't know Ray Lewis. I may be wrong, and I'm saying that. I may be wrong. He may be a very good guy. He may be beloved by many. I'm just saying, and again, I'm going by his perception of what I have of him because I've never met Ray Lewis. But I'm just telling you, he doesn't come across as somebody that I'd want to be hanging around.
No, he doesn't come across as genuine. He doesn't come across as a real guy. I think that all this stuff is for TV. It's for phonies. It's fake. It's phony. That's not the real Ray Lewis. I don't believe it is. I think it's coming off as phony, and I couldn't agree more with you, Grant. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. And again, you know, back to the other thing. I don't know a lot of people. And again, I'm telling you, I'm 58 years old. I have friends in all walks of life in different races. I don't know a lot of people that have, you know, four kids from six different women. I'm just telling you. I'm just putting it out there. I really don't. That doesn't mean he should go to jail, or that doesn't. But I'm just saying, you know, on top of everything else, that paints a picture of a guy that that doesn't add up to me. Let's get to Al. Hello, Al. How are you?
Hey, Grant. Doug, how are you guys today?
Good.
Hey, Grant. I'm not trying to bust your balls here. Maybe I'm just misunderstanding, but you just got done saying if Ray Lewis wants to kneel, let him kneel a few times. But I'm pretty sure your stance on all this in the last week or two was that you were vehemently opposed to anybody kneeling during the national anthem. Because
what I'm saying is I can't take away someone's fundamental right to do what they want. Even though I'm against it, and I'm still sticking by it. I don't like it. I don't want it in my sports arena. I don't want it on my football field that I'm watching when I turn the TV on. I don't like it. But there's a difference between me not liking it and saying I've got no problem with it. In other words, it's not up to me, Grant Napier, to say somebody does not have a right to do what they want. That's what our country is predicated on. But no, I do not like it, and it bothers me.
I know your stance, and I'm feeling it, but I think maybe it's just for all of us kind of got to a point where we're just like, all right, you know what, this is the way it's going to be.
Hey, Al, I hate to do this to you, but you got a really bad connection, so I have to let you go. Have a great weekend. All right, let's get to Brad. Brad, you're on with Grant Napier and Doug Christie.
Hi, Grant. Thanks for taking my call. I always have a blast. I don't get around to it too often, but listen, a couple things. First of all, I know you're a sports talk host and one of the best. You're not a comic, but you just said something that was pretty funny. I don't know anybody either that has four kids.
I know. I meant six by four. I know. That would be impossible, wouldn't it? That is pretty funny.
Is that what you said?
I said, I don't know anybody that's got four kids from six different women. And I'm like, and as soon as I said that, I'm like, well, God, that's impossible. But yeah, thank you for pointing that out. That's what happens with me. I talk too fast, and sometimes I'm not thinking clearly. And that was one of those times.
Well, that was pretty funny.
It was funny.
The other thing about this Ray Lewis and, you know, the NFL and all that, to me, it's pretty simple. When I was in college, my econ teacher said, look, all you have to do is follow the money trail. And let's be honest here. The NFL doesn't have somebody like Ray Lewis on, or they don't hire Colin Kaepernick because they're moral cops or ethical entities. Corporations are not moral or ethical by nature. They are businesses, right? And they're going to do anything that is going to help with their revenue line. So if they think that hiring Kaepernick is going to be right for their business, they'll do it. If not, they won't.
And I don't even know if the guy wants to play or not. Has anybody heard from Colin Kaepernick? No. I don't even know if he wants to play. I mean, maybe he's done. Maybe he's like, you know what? I'm done. I don't want to play anymore. Because I haven't heard anything to the contrary. I haven't heard anything from the guy.
Last picture I saw, he was standing outside of someplace. He had workout gear. He looked in shape. So I have no idea.
You're in shape.
Yeah, and that's a great question. I would only be guessing. I guess he still has a passion for the game and would love to play. But in the end, companies and corporations and businesses like the NFL and the NBA, although they're full of very good people, they will hire some very bad people if they think it's good for their business.
Yeah, and why? What is just ridiculous here is really the main reason why Colin Kaepernick was kneeling. The main reason was police brutality against blacks. All right, that was really where it started. Okay, and now it's like we're just all over the map right now. But that's really, if you want to go back 14 months ago.
Yep.
That's really what he was protesting. That's what his point was. Now where are we?
Yeah. But what happens is, in this case, is it thinks snowball. So if somebody sees an opportunity to further a cause or point or whatever their goals are, in this case, it's expanded to injustice and hatred and racism. It's expanded to that.
Yep.
So
it's a bad
point you make is a valid one, Brandon. That is. It's about the economics. And
sure, it is.
Help you explain what's going on. So thanks for the call. Always enjoy. Thank you for having a great show. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. I mean, the bottom line is, Doug, and we talked about this. If the bottom line of the NFL is affected, meaning dollars and cents,
mm-hmm.
that's when you'll see a completely different take from the National Football League as it relates to what you can do or what they will allow you to do, or not even allow, what they will accept and what they won't accept when you are at work.
Yeah, they are going to have to, or whether they do or not, they're going to put their foot down because
yes.
it's going to start to affect their bottom line. And there's a lot of different reasons that I think that when you think about this, Grant, you're seeing bottom lines affected through the NFL. They've offered to give money back from people if they want to get their subscriptions back. Some people are taking advantage of that. Now you can see football. You can see a lot of different things. You don't just have to tune in to television. There are a lot of different reasons that viewership is down. And until this and some other things get corrected, I think their bottom line is going to start getting affected.
All right, let's get to Manny. Manny, you're on Sports 1140 KHDK.
Hey, Grant. Hey, DC. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you today, Manny?
Yeah, man. I just jumped in my car, driving home peacefully, listening to your show. And you fired me up by mentioning Ray Lewis. I can't stand the guy, Ray Lewis. And I have friends that they talk about this guy like he's God. But to me, I compare Ray Lewis like O.J. Simpson. He's lucky to get away with that murder. And he needs to go away. And I hope they remove his name from National Football League. And also, one coming man is Jim Brown. I mean, if any time that you go back to listen to Jim Brown, he always used Michael Jordan to criticize Michael Jordan that he never stand up against a cause like that. And now that somebody is doing it, Jim Brown has a guy to come and criticize it. And it drives me crazy. That's all I have to say, guys.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Manny.
All right. Here's the deal. We're already through one break. We've got open segments until 4:30, and that's when Dave Yeager will be on with us. So keep it rolling at 339-1140, 800-920-1140 on Sports 1140 KHDK.
It is 3:31. Time to get your UC Davis Aggies football tickets as they host North Dakota at Aggie Stadium this Saturday, 6 p.m. Go to ucdavisaggies.com.
All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140, and we get to Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, gentlemen, man. I'm loving the conversation today. The one thing that I wanted to bring into the mix, and I'm not sure if you guys already talked about it, was Adam Silver came out and said that they were not going to change their stance with the NBA. They still feel like all the players should be mandated to stand for the national anthem. But along with that, you've heard a lot of very vocal comments from guys like LeBron James, guys like Steph Curry, kind of in protest with the president doing right now. Do you think Adam Silver is going to soften that stance when you have such big superstars like that who may take some kind of protest action during the course of the NBA season?
You know, that's a great question. You know, and as far as Steph Curry goes, a man that I have an immense respect for and have known his father, Dell, for 25 years. You know, Steph Curry could have made an impact by going to the White House, but he decided not to. You know, if he really is angry at the president, what better way than to go to the White House and talk to the president? I'm sorry, it doesn't add up to me. But, you know, again, we'll find out. The game start. The preseason games start tomorrow
yeah.
for some teams, and the regular season starts on October 17th. So we'll find out, I guess. That's a good question, Sean. I don't have the answer to that.
You know, Sean, Commissioner Silver is given in previous regime has given a lot of latitude to the players to have the ability to protest from Can't Breathe t-shirts to different things to show support of a lot of things that are going on, which is contrary to what we see with the NFL. So I think that there is a relationship that's built between the NBA and its players to allow them to do that. On top of the fact that I doubt that you see that type of thing in the NBA because Grant has talked a lot about taking it outside of your workplace and doing it. We've seen Carmelo Anthony do that. The stage is so big right now that if LeBron James, if Steph Curry, if James Harden, whoever wants to speak, when they speak, it is going to be heard. So it's going to be interesting to see.
That's a good point. And you make a great point there. And what Doug just said, the one thing I will add with what Doug just said, I don't think you're going to be seeing any player in the NBA wearing any type of T-shirt like Doug referenced in the past. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, and I think so. I just wanted to pose a question because it was kind of shocking to me that Adam Silver didn't kind of soften his stance at all, just because he's such a progressive commissioner. He's kind of pushing the progression on sports betting. He's pushing the progression on scheduling, on uniforms, on everything. So for him to kind of stand back on this issue, I think he's kind of waiting for everything to play out too. But if LeBron or Steph go out there and do anything controversial, I mean, you see what it's done in the NFL. Those two superstars are the biggest names in the world right now. I'd really be surprised to see something not change with the NBA stance. But thank you guys so much for taking my call.
Appreciate you, Sean.
Actually, I think it's great what Adam Silver did. He's getting out in front of it. He's the commissioner of a league that is next to the NFL, the best thing going in this country in terms of success and the money they're making. And Adam Silver is an unbelievably strong commissioner, in my opinion. You could make the argument that he's the best commissioner in sport right now, and I think you'd probably win that argument. And I think he's being proactive, and he's not dodging. He's getting out and saying, you know, as the commissioner of a league, he's basically putting out there what he would like to see as the commissioner of the league.
You know, Miss Roberts, who does the
yeah, other Michelle side, Roberts.
Michelle Roberts with the Players Association, both of them getting out in front
yes.
of the collecting.
It's phenomenal.
And I really think that both of them, the way that they work, the way that – I would think that there's already been conversations and a lot of things.
I would agree.
Silver, I love the way he does. He jumps out in front of it. I would agree with that, Grant, which it started with the Clippers owner, Sterling. He jumped all over that thing like no one had seen. He did something that was unprecedented
right.
in the league.
Correct.
And he took the criticism, but he also just went ahead and made it happen.
And as far as Donald Sterling goes, and again, this is not the exact analogy, but I'm trying to use it as a point of reference.
Mm-hmm.
The reason, in addition to everything else, about why Donald Sterling, his ownership with the Clippers, for all intents and purposes, ended the day that tape was released, is because the LA Clippers would have had to do business with no sponsors.
None.
Okay,
they
zero.
Were coming down.
Okay, so what do we talk about, the bottom line?
That's a good point, Grant. You just said with the NFL, when
correct.
The bottom line is affected, change happens.
Right, and so when all the sponsors pulled their advertising
yep.
from the Clippers,
yeah, they
that
covered
point,
it up.
That's correct. At that point, the NBA, and I'm not saying the NBA and David Stern wouldn't have done this anyway. I'm not saying they wouldn't have done this. But what I'm saying is the decision was very easy for them.
Yeah. I mean, right away. If you are going to hurt the Shield in the league, then we're going to have a
right.
problem, because without that, no one makes money.
Right. And I'm making sure my time frame is correct. I believe that Commissioner Stern was still in charge, or was that Adam Silver's beginning of his tenure then?
I think it was the beginning of his tenure.
It was. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's get to Roland. Roland, welcome to the program.
Hey, Grant, I've got a question for you. You've been talking about trading Odell Beckham, and you don't like him, and you think he's a diva. Well, I got the perfect trade for you. Amari Cooper and a 6th-round pick.
No.
You wouldn't do the trade, huh?
I would not. A 6th-round pick? What good's yeah. a 6th-round pick?
Hey, wasn't Joe Montana a 6th-round pick?
No, but what good is a 6th-round pick?
Hey, 6th-round picks make... Okay, taking a 5th-round pick.
No.
You wouldn't do the trade. Get rid of Odell Beckham. He's out of your hands.
Beckham.
You can't deal with him no more.
No, I would not. Thank you, though.
Third-round pick?
Go back and do a little more research this weekend.
You can tell he researched.
And call me back in about 83 Mondays from now, okay?
You thought of that one last night. That was pretty good, Napes.
All right, let's get to – my bad. Let's get to Devin. Hello, Devin. Welcome.
Hey, Grant, Doug. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is my first time on the show, and I've been a Kings fan my whole life.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling.
I just want to say two things. One, I think Kaepernick did come out with an article a couple weeks ago saying that he's preparing and wants to be on a team.
I did see that. It was in the New York Daily News. I believe Sean King was the guy that wrote the story. I did read that. I guess I should retract what I said. I haven't seen him. Like, he has a platform to go on the, you know, NFL Today on CBS or go on Showtime with Phil and JB and everyone. Or he can go sit down with the folks on, you know, NBC Sunday Night Football in America. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That's where I want to see him. But anyway, go ahead.
Definitely, yeah. But that aside the fact, I actually had another question for you guys. I wanted to know and pick your brain on what you guys think about Carmelo Anthony on the Thunder, and if you think they can share the rock enough.
You know, in my opinion, Devin, it's going to be up to Russell Westbrook. Will he sacrifice? And if Russell is willing to sacrifice, because by him playing again next to Paul George, he was going to have to sacrifice in and of itself,
right?
Because he had to do that with KD, and he did that when he turns more into a facilitator from time to time, and then he chooses to use his talent to be aggressive. I think it could work, but he's going to have to give it up, and he's going to have to get other people involved. Now, with signing this, I don't think it's money-driven. I think he really wants to win, but they're going to have to find the right recipe, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're coming after the Warriors anyway. So,
hey, thank you for the call. Let's get to Jim next. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I got a question, Grant. That was funny, the 83 Monday thing.
That was pretty good. I agree, Jim.
I was listening to an early morning sports show a while ago, and they were talking about the decline of ratings in baseball. And they pinpointed the timeline all the way back to the steroid era. And they actually talked about the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series. And that World Series, in comparison to now, had big ratings. But compared to back then, it still didn't have as big a ratings as a World Series or a big one back then when baseball was really popular. And I'm wondering, you know, something – they said it takes something, you know, big to knock down an empire, and they're talking about how this might have a long-lasting effect on the NFL.
Well, first of all, you can't compare ratings from this era to that era because, first of all, the rating system was entirely different. Number two, you had very few choices.
Stop right there, Grant. In my opinion, that's a big one.
Yeah, you had ABC, NBC, and CBS. That's it. And maybe PBS, but you didn't have satellite. You didn't have cable TV. I mean, you can't make that comparison.
Okay, I mean, I don't.
You can't
really bring it back and forth. That was me making the comparison.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. You have hundreds and hundreds of choices now. You have Netflix. I can go on and on. Back then, you had ABC, NBC, CBS. And maybe one other station. That's it. You didn't have anything else.
No cable. You just plugged your TV into the wall and turned it
on.
And
hopefully you got a good signal with your antenna. That's right.
Picture Grant standing on top of his TV.
I was on top of my roof.
Hey, but anyways, but seriously, it's like, I mean, I know people that it sounds crazy, but they literally have stopped watching the game. I mean, me personally, I won't, but there's some population out there that seems to be growing.
Well, if we don't see good ratings this year in the fall, and then we got problems. Because here's the deal. You have big market teams. You have L.A. You have New York. You have Boston. All right? Houston, one of the biggest cities in the country. You have Washington. So, and I got to go because I'm up against it. But if you don't see numbers that are good this year, then you will be right. We'll be right back. More of your phone calls next.
It is 3:48. Time to get your UC Davis Aggies football tickets as they host North Dakota at Aggie Stadium this Saturday, 6 p.m. Go to ucdavisaggies.com.
Yeager will be coming on at 4:30. So we'll talk with the coach of the Kings, Willie Cauley-Stein, coming on at 5. We take your phone calls, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. and we move along. Welcome to the show. How are you? Hello. Go ahead. You're on the radio. Hello.
Goodbye.
Let's get to Raphael. What's up, Raphael?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good.
Hey, I'm not sure how ratings work anymore. I remember there used to be something, the Nielsen.
It's
and
stupid.
All this, and,
it's the word. I have no idea either, but go ahead.
You know, I'm watching football games on my phone, on my tablet. I'm watching baseball on my ESPN app, at bars and stuff. I mean, how are they measuring me?
That's a great question. It's the same thing in radio. They got like four people. You know, one guy lives on top of a tree. Another gal is – no, I'm not kidding you. No, I'm not – like, it's the stupidest, most absurd, most ridiculous system. I mean, we can send people into space. We got satellites all over the freaking place. We can – but we can't but we don't know how to do ratings. It's the stupidest damn thing in the world.
I mean, I don't know anybody that has stopped watching baseball or football. Right? I mean, but I keep hearing ratings are falling, and I'm just thinking they're just not keeping up with the technology.
I don't know. TV ratings have never made any sense, but if you really want to see a system that doesn't make sense, Google radio ratings, and then you'll say to yourself, okay, you know what? You'll probably be able to figure out a way in about a half hour to become a very wealthy, wealthy, wealthy man to devise a system that makes a hell of a lot more sense than what they use now in radio. It's the stupidest. No, really. It is the
Raphael.
Stupidest, most ridiculous thing that I can't. Don't even, actually, you know what? I'm gonna stop because you're gonna give me a freaking heart attack on the
air. Hey, Raphael, look it up, read it, and call us back tomorrow. Or call us on Monday, and we'll have a good laugh together.
Yeah, there you go, man. All right. Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, you have a great weekend.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Do you have a meter? Let's get to Lane. Hello, Lane.
Hello, Grant and Doug. I enjoy your program, by the way. But anyway, what I was calling about is, regardless of Kaepernick taking a knee on the national anthem, doesn't anybody really, and I think you mentioned this before, Grant, he's not really that good of a quarterback.
Hey, Lane, you know what? I made a statement. I made a statement last month before I left to go away that I wasn't going to talk about him anymore unless he played in the NFL. So I'm not going to retract and start all of a sudden talking about him for 4 hours every day.
Lane,
so,
he would have did better than the guy from Chicago last night.
You would have done better than I mean, come on now.
Come on, Napes. Come on.
Well, Mitchell Trubisky, we'll see him next week.
Dang right, we will. If not, well, the coach has already said so. So yeah. And you know what? Before I even say this and you jump all over me, it was the preseason, and the preseason doesn't count.
Sure.
But the kid looked good to me. I mean, I would go to say that you remember all the jokes that we heard when he was drafted, right? Oh, my God, Mitch Trubisky. A lot of those people, I'm sure, feel quite different. Now they actually want to see Mitch Trubisky, and we will next week.
All right, so that game ends up 35-14. Mike Glennon, wow, I don't even know what else to say. But anyway, the game's coming up. Charles Davis and Kevin Burkhart will be on the air. Unlike last week, you can actually get up early Sunday morning and watch the game.
Not on Yahoo, huh?
New Orleans is at Miami. And then you have Buffalo at Atlanta. Cleveland hosts Cincinnati. Los Angeles, the Rams are at Dallas. Minnesota home to Detroit. Carolina is at New England. Jacksonville travels to the Jets. Two other early games, Pittsburgh at Baltimore. And Tennessee is in Houston. The 1 o'clock starts. 105 San Francisco, Arizona. Philly, Los Angeles, the Giants and Bucks. 125 Oakland at Denver. And then the Sunday night game has Indianapolis at Seattle. The Monday night matchup, Kansas City host Washington.
Grant, we need our upsets, locks, and picks. My upset was incorrect.
That's okay. That's
it happens.
We are going to be doing that for the next 3 hours. We will indeed take your upset of the week, your lock of the week. My lock of the week is New England at home over Carolina. There's no way in the world New England is losing to Carolina.
No way?
No.
Okay, I'm not ready for my lock yet because my upset was so bad that I need to digress for a moment, please. Thank you.
And I'll give you that. I already have my upset, and then again, the Washington Kansas City game should be a fun game on Monday night.
I would think so. Actually, that is going to be a really good one with Washington coming off the way that they look.
Yep.
Now, let's put that on hold for a second. That's the way they look. But if that's the team that they are and they can play that way, this should turn out to be a good ball game. At Kansas City, woo, Arrowhead's going to be lit.
Oh,
Brett.
Yeah. Yes, it is. No doubt about that. So those are the games. San Francisco, as we told you, at Arizona, a 105 start in Phoenix, or outside of Phoenix in Glendale.
Come on. I can't even believe this, Grant. I just looked down. You know what the lock of the week is. Come on. What'd you say?
Well, I haven't given you – I gave you my lock of the week is New England at home against Carolina.
Come on.
What are you taking?
Indianapolis at Seattle.
Seattle's been horrible.
It doesn't matter. It's a lock.
I wouldn't call
lock
it a lock.
It up. It's a lock, Grant. Put
there are a lot more locks on the board other than that.
Yeah. Look at you.
Well, there are. I mean, I'm not saying Seattle's not going to win, but there are. I think there are safer locks than that.
You're looking at New York at Tampa Bay?
I wouldn't call that a lock, but it is actually going to be my upset of the week this week because the Bucks are favored, and I think the Giants are going to win.
That kind of isn't an upset.
Well, they're
underdogs.
You're
just going off the line. I got.
Well, how the hell else are you supposed to do it? That's what an upset is when you pick the underdog.
Well, I'm not a gambling man, so.
You don't have to be a gambling man. That's under the term, Christy, of common freaking sense. All right, if a team is getting points, they're the underdog. All right. Like you don't have to be gambling.
That's
all right,
it's under common sense.
What's wrong with you?
It's not that common, Grant.
What's wrong with you?
I told you, man. We talked about at the beginning of the show.
I know. But come on, man.
It's her fault. Drop me on my head.
Good Lord.
Hey, easy.
I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to be I'm actually trying to really help you out here.
I'm looking for another lock, but I'm not seeing one yet. So right now, I'm going with my Hawks, buddy.
All right. So, again, that line in that game, the Seahawks are favored by 13 points. Okay. So that would be, don't go out on a limb or anything.
Well, it's supposed to be a lock. Common sense, Grant. Back at you.
Giants are 3-point underdogs. So if I pick them to win, that would be technically an upset because they're underdogs.
3-point underdogs.
Well, they are. That's what they are.
That's only because you guys have played like poop so far.
I think the line is low in the Dallas game. They're only 6-point favorites over the Rams. I think they'll win by more than a touchdown.
I don't know about that one, Grant. No. L.A.'s on the road. Okay. I can see that.
All right, we have 1 hour in the books. Don't forget Dave Yeager coming up at 4:30, Willie Cauley-Stein at 5. I'm Grant Napier along with Mr. Common Sense over here. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.